What an interesting day to be a Pokemon fan. What's good, y'all? And welcome to a brand new Pokemon Legends ZA video. If you don't know, the recent Nintendo Direct has just ended a couple of hours ago, and we have been given the Mega Evolutions for the Kalos starters. Now, these starters are actually really, really good. Let me know in the comment section below which one is your favorite Mega out of the three. I think for me, it goes Delphox, Chestnut, and then Greninja. I think Greninja is probably the laziest and the worst one out of these three. But Delphox and Chestnut look amazing. Now, off rip, I know everybody and their mom was excited to see these Pokemon finally get the love they deserve. Well, I guess the other two they deserve, because Greninja got like a whole new evolution and now he has a mega evolution. It's kind of weird, but I'm happy that these Pokemon finally got their just dues and they finally show the mega evolutions for these things, because these things were going to be getting a mega. If it was kind of obvious, of course, right? Now, they did not show it in the trailer, but they did show it in the Japanese trailer and they showed it on the website. Bro, everybody was happy about these Mega Evolutions up until we found out how we were going to be able to get these Mega Evolutions. Now, I hate to break it to everybody, but these are essentially pay-to-play Mega Evolutions. These Mega Stones are only obtainable in the ZA Battle Club's ranked battles, the online ranked battles, and are not able to be obtained through normal play. Now, yes, that means you would have to have a Nintendo online service to get these evolutions, which means not only are you paying the $70 to get the game, but you also are paying whatever, I guess, plan you want to do for the Nintendo online, and then whatever $20 to $30 to get the DLC for the extra DLC of Mega Evolutions as well. And I'll be honest, I know a lot of people are not happy about this, and to be honest, this is probably the most understandable reason for people to be mad at Pokemon, because I'll be honest with you, bro, Nintendo is a greedy company, bro. So ranked battles offer three types of rewards. They have battle rewards, which are obtainable after each battle, promotional rewards, which are obtainable upon rising in rank, and season rewards, which vary by rank, obtainable at the end of each season. Now, the Mega Stones for Chestnut, Delphox, and Greninja can only be obtained as rewards for being promoted up the ranks in the game. Greninja Season 1 is starting on October 16th, and then Delphox the following season after Season 1, and then Chestnut the following season after that, so in Season 3, which means you have to play the online to get these Pokemon. Otherwise, these are just regular Pokemon in your game. Now, these rewards will be shuffling, so you don't have to like exclusively play those seasons to get these Pokemon, which is great. But I know a lot of people just are not happy that you have to get an online membership, because it is sold separately just to be able to get these games. And it's kind of, I'll be honest, it's kind of nasty to promote this and then promote a DLC right after without the game even coming out and people having their, like, you know, their bearings in order for this game. It's kind of weird. I will say though, the Pokemon's Mega Evolutions, they're cool. Like, the actual Mega Evolutions are dope. I'm pretty sure they keep their same typing, because of course these are dual typing starter evolutions anyway. So like, I'm pretty sure they just get like amplified stats or whatever. That's cool. That's great. I'm happy for them getting a Mega. I just don't like that they're obtainable only in online play. I think that it completely, like, how do I say this? I think it completely, like, how do I say this? I'm pretty sure somebody can probably say it better in the comment section, but it just doesn't seem very player friendly to lock an entire feature that's already free to like 20 different Pokemon behind a paywall that isn't DLC. It just seems very greedy, seems very corporate from the number one franchise of all time. And it's just very interesting to see that that's the decision that they're going with in regards to this game. And I don't know, I feel like I said, somebody could probably say it better. But to announce, you know, this right after, or right after the Pokecopia game, and then right in between the DLC, and the DLCs are more than likely going to be like $20 to $30 after that. So it's like, hey, here's $70, $80 for some people, damn near $100 for some people, because that's online membership, that's the game if you want it, that's the DLC, which is probably like $20 to $30. It's like, to play all of Legends of ZA, you're going to have to be paying like maybe $100, $110 or whatever. So I can see why people were probably just not enthused. I saw somebody say that the moment they saw how we had to get these games, they canceled their pre-order, which is nuts to me because, wow, I didn't know it was that serious. Shout out to y'all who are able to, like, you know, vote with your wallet. But even then, it's like, you know, how many people themselves are going to follow suit? It's like, oh, yeah, you know, as much as I like Pokemon, I don't like Pokemon like that to be sitting here throwing these games. Throwing money at these games. I don't even have the games yet, you know. But at the same time, you can buy whenever you want. It's cool. I just don't like that you have to play the online to get these Mega Evolutions. I think that it's very interesting to have these Pokemon be available, have the regular evolutions be available, have the whole things be available. Like, to have any starters, this is their game. Like, we're in Kalos. This is their game. These guys should be getting free Mega Evolutions. This is their region one. This is their sequel game. This is everything. Like, this is their stuff. It should be free. I'm going to say it should be free. I think that it's very greedy on their part for this to not be a free concept or free idea. I think it's very greedy. And I mean, like, you know, I understand, you know, business is business and all, but I just think that it's very ill. It's very ill to, you know, especially now, like, the, you know, the tariffs or whatever, you know, everything's going to be more expensive by a couple extra $10, $20. Hey, here's, you know... here's these evolutions that are locked behind like $10 online or whatever, $5 for the online, you know. And it's like, how long are these seasons gonna be? One, do I, you know, you have to renew your seasons as well. You have to get the things. And it's just not, because I know some people only play Pokemon on the Nintendo consoles, you know, because why else would you, let's be honest here, outside of, you know, outside of a couple of games, there's no reason why you would play any other game on the Switch, you know, that's not Nintendo exclusive. So, I mean, it just sucks 100%. And I definitely do feel for the people that have to play. And I don't like that these Pokemon aren't ready on release, or they are ready on release. They're just locking them behind the paywall. It's not P to me. It's just not P. I'll say it. It's just not cool. Especially when we're talking about the highest grossing media, like anything of all time. And it's Pokemon, and you know, what happened to being inclusive, I guess. I don't know. But thankfully, I'm hoping that this is like a limited time thing. And they just say, screw it. I don't think these games are going to be like a mainstay game. I think Legends of EA will be one of those things that lasts from when it releases all the way to like maybe like the spring, because Generation 10 or whatever Black and White remakes they have planned for next year might get announced as well. You might just be like, this might just be like a one-time thing. And this is the only time you'll ever be able to get these Pokemon. They'll shuffle them or whatever. And then at some point, hey, y'all can just have these like mystery gifts. Which, hey, that sucks too, because it's like, hey, you have to wait like 6 or 7 months or 12 months to get these Mega Evolutions because the support for the game is dying. You know what I'm saying? It's just very greedy, and it does kind of suck. I understand why people are not excited for this game. It's just not exciting. It's just not exciting, bro. That's all I will say. I'm happy for the Mega Evolutions, but I'm just not excited for how to get these Mega Evolutions, especially when the other Mega Evolutions are going to be free in the game after the $70 or whatever. And like, obviously, I'm going to be buying these games or multiple versions of these games anyway. So I don't know. Let me know in the comments below what your thoughts are, and we can have that conversation. But I don't know. It's just not. It is what it is. Leave a like. I'll talk to you on the next one. Bye, y'all. Yo, and shout out to the YouTube members and the website members for keeping this whole thing afloat. Your support goes a long way, and I thank you all so much for going the extra mile. And I hope everybody has an amazing rest of their day.